It's faith in action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
Well, it is a very big weekend coming up for the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization as a ceremonial ribbon will be cut at Camp Howard. To give us the details on this very special day is CYO's Executive Director, Sister Krista von Borstel, and she joins us this morning. Hello, Sister Krista.
Good morning, Dave. I'm so excited about Sunday. It's just going to be a really terrific day.
Well, and you were at that special place this morning, aren't you?
I am. I'm in the Welcome Center in an office, and I've got a phone. There's still a few things that they're working on the punch list, but it's pretty much finished, so we're excited.
Well, tell us a little bit about the ceremony, because I know it is going to be a very big day, and give us a rundown on this new Welcome Center.
Well, the ceremony is going to be Sunday, this coming Sunday, from 2 to 5 is actually the open house, and at 3 o'clock we're going to pause and have the dedication of the Welcome Center. Father Greg from St. Michael the Archangel in Sandy is going to be coming out to bless the facility for us, and we'll have some refreshments. People might like to take a tour with, because we'll have our staff giving tours as well. We're in the midst of staff training right now at the camp. This is our second day of staff training. And so we've got, you know, Dave, I think I've shared the story with you before. We had just finished fundraising for the dining hall, and a wonderful woman in Vancouver said to her friend, surely there are other Catholic organizations with dreams. You know, she had been a very wonderful donor to the University of Portland and Providence, and her friend, who happens to be my friend as well, said, well, I was just at a dinner last night, and she was at Champions of Faith. And she said, I'll go get the paperwork. She brought it in, and Elsie looked at the paperwork, and she said, well, I'd like to meet Sister Krista. So my friend Janine got the two of us together, and she asked me what my next dream was. Well, it was not hard to come up with it, because it's something that we've talked about for a long time, and that is that we needed an updated health center. We needed offices for our year-around staff members, because we give our offices over to the outdoor school for about 20 weeks out of the year, and that leaves us pretty much with, you know, no place to be.
Right.
And then we needed meeting space, because I come up every 2 weeks to meet with the camp staff so that we can prepare for, you know, the following camp year. And we put it in the area where we used to have the camp store, so we also needed, you know, new camp store space. So the building was built with four little buildings in a square with a courtyard in between, and there's covering that goes around the interior part that covers, you know, as you go from space to space. And it is just wonderful and already so functional.
Mm.
So I feel so blessed that we've been gifted with this wonderful facility by Elsie Franz Finley, who made it happen for us.
Oh, that is just fantastic. We're speaking with Sister Krista von Borstel. She's the executive director of the Catholic Youth Organization Camp Howard, and they have a very big day coming up this Sunday, June 27th. Going to be an open house from 2 to 5 p.m., so if you just want to go up and see Camp Howard and tour the grounds, you can do that, but part of that open house is going to be the beautiful Welcome Center, the Elsie Franz Finley Welcome Center ribbon-cutting ceremony, 3 p.m. right up at Camp Howard. Now, Sister Krista, do people have to sign up to come up to visit on the 27th this Sunday, or can they just come on up?
They can just come up. Yeah, we have open house every year. We have about 300 people come up and check out the camp prior to, you know, sending their kids, which is exactly what they should do. We're an American accredited camp by the American Camping Association, which is really important to know that the camp you're sending your kids to is accredited, because that means that the camp holds themselves to the highest standards in camping. So, you know, that's a really important thing, to make sure that your camp is accredited. And there's so many benefits to a week at Camp Howard. You know, we find that the kids just build so much self-confidence and gain independence through the experience. I think one of the really great things that happens is that they make friends, you know, that mm-hmm. you know are really important to them from other schools, and they try new activities, and they really thrive in our beautiful outdoors. So there are so many activities that they can do up here, as you can imagine. Some of them include swimming and archery, all kinds of recreational sports. We put a giant slip and slide together that goes about 100 feet. We have various target sports. We have themed dinners at night and campfires, arts and crafts. I know there's a lot more than that, but I think those are the main ones.
Right. Oh, yeah. Just beautiful. Now, I want to remind folks, too, camp is going to get started here in the, I believe it's right around the first week of July, but there still is time to register for camp. So please go to the Camp Howard CYO website. That is CYOCampHoward.org to sign up. A lot of different camps available. And again, I am correct, right? Get that first week of July, you're getting started very close to that.
We'll generally start right after the 4th of July, so we'll be starting the 5th of July, and so that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to say is that all of our programs are really faith-infused, and they include daily prayer, weekly mass, and, you know, it's very much a Catholic Christian environment that the kids are in. I'm sure people wonder a little bit about how we're dealing with COVID as well. And
sure.
I just, you know, those guidelines are changing all the time, but we are on top of it and following the OHA guidelines, you know, as they change. So
that is great to hear. And I know, yeah, you certainly have to be fluid and flexible this day and age. And I know you guys have done a wonderful job with that. Sister Krista von Borstel, the executive director of CYO Camp Howard, as they get ready to the start of the summer camping season. Again, this Sunday, June 27th, 2 to 5 p.m., it's a Camp Howard open house. You can go up, visit the camp, see all the grounds, all the activities there, and then 3 p.m., the big ceremony to unveil the Elsie Franz Finley Welcome Center. And I'm looking at this photograph, Sister Krista, of the center, and it is this new center is just beautiful, seeing it.
You know, Dave, all these years, I'm getting ready to start my 25th year in July, and The one thing that I've noticed is that parents will come up at night, you know, oftentimes 10 o'clock later.
Right.
And we have a parking lot, you know, and they would park in the parking lot. And then I always say to myself, and then they park and they wonder, now where do I go?
Right.
You know, it's dark out and the camp office is up the hill. The health center was across the field. And the thing about the Welcome Center is you come in, you park, and there you are, greeted by this light, and you just know that you have arrived. And that, you know, that just means the world to me, especially for those parents that have to come up, you know, in the middle of the night, pick up a sick kid, and, you know, it's easy. That's just going to be a major game changer.
Well, again, if you want to take a look at the new center, please visit this Sunday, 3 o'clock, the dedication ceremony for the Elsie Franz Finley Welcome Center and an open house from 2 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Sister Krista von Borstel, Executive Director of CYO. Sister Krista, great to have you on this morning. I know you're busy. You got staff training going on this week, so I appreciate your time today, and I wish you all the success on Sunday.
Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate you and Mater Dei. We always appreciate that partnership and all you do to help us spread our good news.
All
God bless you.
God bless you as well.